It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Whatever happened to you today, whatever didn't happen to you today, I hope you're well. I hope you're great. Either way, I'll be here for the next hour. I'm going to have me a good old time the best way possible. I said I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer, Chris Persianen, holding it down on the boards in New York City. What a day. What a day. Oh, what a day. A lot of news. We got the official word that Tatum he blew out his Achilles. We got word that Pete Rose might have a pathway back into Major League Baseball, or at least his legacy into Cooperstown. And we got some basketball going on right now, this minute, this second. The Indiana Pacers, they are trying to get the Cavs the hell up on out of here. Pacers lead the Cavaliers 80-71. This is do or die for the Cavaliers. If they lose, they are eliminated. And then in an hour from now, we got another game. This one is not an elimination game. We have OKC and the Denver Nuggets. They are tied up at two games apiece. And we'll see who ends up taking a 3-2 lead. What a day. What a day. What a day. Hey, thank you so much to Kevin Gray Jr. Covers all things Dallas Mavericks for DLLS Mavs. Thank you to him for coming through to talk about Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks ending up with the number one overall pick. And then also a big thank you as well to Levi Weaver from The Athletic coming on by to talk Pete Rose and all things Major League Baseball. If you want to talk things with me, you can do so. You can call me up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375. Of course, the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can hit rewind on everything that we discussed. And then, if you got a smart speaker, hands-free, no hands, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we have so much more to get into. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll get into the basketball game coming up in about an hour's time. But let's talk about some of the news stories that kind of went down the pipe or came down the pipe earlier today. Right before we got started with this show, we learned that Jason Tatum, not only did the Boston Celtics lose last night, everybody waited on the official word. It looked like Tatum blew out his Achilles. It did not take a rocket scientist to go ahead and figure that one out. And then we got word this afternoon, this evening. Take a listen to this, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking news and expected news out of the NBA. Jason Tatum did tear his Achilles. He underwent surgery earlier today. No timetable for his return, obviously not at any point in this postseason and probably not even early next season. Suffered that injury in the fourth quarter of Monday's Game 4 loss to the Knicks. Celtics down 3-1.
Yeah, and the Celtics lost a whole hell of a lot more than that. Not only did they lose Jason Tatum for the rest of the series, and I believe Boston can go out there and pick up another game, maybe as soon as tomorrow. But to see them go out there and win three straight, man, that would be one of the biggest collapses that we've seen in NBA history. And we know they got a deep team, but they're not at full strength right now. Kristaps Porzingis has been dealing off and on with fatigue issues and an illness. And now Jason Tatum out, not for the playoffs, not for the beginning of the season. He might be gone all through next season as well with this ruptured Achilles. Unfortunately, he joins Damian Lillard, who just went out and suffered the same fate. Not good. The Boston Celtics might have to rip this team up, given some of the financial ramifications and the current transition, expected transition in their ownership group. So Jason Tatum goes down, and the Boston Celtics, a repeat? No. It looked all good just a week ago, right? Boston Celtics, Oklahoma City Thunder, go ahead and write it up. Injuries change everything. I mean, damn it, last night, Golden State Warriors lost again. The Wolves went and beat them 117-110. The Warriors, their backs are up against the wall. And now we've learned that Steph Curry, well, it wasn't expected, but he ain't playing tomorrow either. Like, Steph Curry, he might be gone the rest of the season. You got Anthony Edwards. This man went out there and dropped 30 points last night. And man, it's not like we got a whole lot more years left of Steph Curry. You got to kind of soak it in and take it while we have it. That's certainly not the case. I want you to listen to Draymond Green. He talked about Steph Curry. He's like, listen, we can't expect this guy just to come back and save us. If he can come back, he will. If he can't, he can't. Listen.
No, we're not going Superman this thing. If he's in the place where he could play, I'm sure he will. And him and Rick and everybody will figure that out. But we don't need Superman. Gotta play the long game. If he can, we know he will. But there's no pressure. We got to figure out how to win, whether he play or not.
Yeah. Well, listen, if somebody is playing, Anthony Edwards, I watched that game. When Anthony Edwards started bombsing away all them threes, I said, all right, I'm done. Nothing else for me to see here. Anthony Edwards finished with 30 points. It's like he's on a legend killer tour. I mean, even Randy Orton from WWE, he put up a cartoon about ending this guy, or him ending legends' careers, or at least their tenure in the postseason. Anthony Edwards got hot. And he's just like, man, forget me. It's Julius Randle, who also went out there and dropped.
I think when he came back from injury, man, when he came back from injury, it was just like, I don't know. It was like a whole different person. Yeah, pretty much. I don't even really know what else to say. It just, when he came back from injury for that Phoenix game, it was like, oh, yeah, we might be on to something. So, yeah, I think that was the turning point.
Yeah, good for them. Remember at the beginning of the season, Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards, they sucked together. Now they might be in the Western Conference Finals. What? It looks like it because Steph Curry ain't coming back. And speaking of not coming back, just to switch gears a little bit. Yesterday, we got a statement from Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, the quarterback wrecker. The man who can get you 17 and a half sacks in two consecutive seasons and still not get paid by the team. Oh, it is the Bengals. They don't pay anybody. Well, unless your name is Jamar Chase, unless it's T. Higgins, unless it's Joe Burrow. They still want you to pay for Gatorade. But so they're still cheap. But having said that, Trey Hendrickson, he spoke to the media today and he said, I know I'm in the final year of my contract. I'm not coming back. I'm not playing here unless I get a new deal. And he's such a nice guy. He said it in a very polite way. He says, look, I hope it doesn't have to come to that.
Well, I can raise a hypothetical with a hypothetical. I wouldn't be standing here with you if I got the deal in January. You know, so to say I'm going to sit out or to say I'm not going to, what I can say is I'm very disappointed with the communication that's been had. It's very, former players have walked in these shoes. And what it foreshadows is not something that I'm excited about to tell my wife and family, like, hey, I'm getting good vibes, so I should be happy.
You don't want to go home and tell your wife anything bad like that. But outside of that, this is such a nice way to say pay me. Like, you think about some of the other measures some players have taken over the years, Brandon Ayuk. Whining and crying. Debo Samuel whining and crying. We got a bunch of crybabies all over the NFL. Guys who are prepared to go on social media and complain. And meanwhile, we got Trey Hendrickson. He's like, I'm going to send a statement to ESPN. And then I'm going to go ahead and talk to the media and then publicly complain. Is all of this going to move the Cincinnati Bengals to write a check? Maybe. I don't know what the hell they're waiting on. Maybe they gonna hope that he's ticked off enough that they could trade him. That is certainly a possibility as well. But then if you're the Bengals, why wouldn't you have done this before we even had the draft or during the draft when you drafted Shamar Stewart? The Cincinnati Bengals are just, they're going to do Cincinnati Bengals things. They're going to be cheapskates. And speaking of Cincinnati, man, that may not even be the biggest story out of Cincinnati today because we got some news related to a now departed legend that Pete Rose, he might have a legitimate pathway now that he's unfortunately deceased into the Hall of Fame. Who would have thought? I want you to take a listen to this news from earlier today, courtesy of ESPN.
Breaking news. Pete Rose is officially off baseball's ineligible list. 7 months after his death, Rose is now eligible to be considered for the Hall of Fame. In a historic decision, Commissioner Rob Manfred lifted the permanent ban on the all-time hit king. In 1989, Rose was banned for betting on baseball, the game's cardinal sin. Because of the ban, Rose's name has never appeared on a Hall of Fame ballot. In 2015, Manfred rejected Rose's request for reinstatement and maintained that stance while the Cincinnati Reds legend was alive. The 17-time All-Star's fate with the Hall of Fame is not up to Manfred. In December 2027, Rose will presumably be up for election, but it's not a sure thing that the man nicknamed Charlie Hustle will ever be enshrined in Cooperstown.
Yeah, I think I'll be a little older. I think some of these older guys will be gone. And I think as time continues to pass on by, that I think ultimately Pete Rose will get into the Hall of Fame. And maybe not. Look, rules can be changed. I just don't think we're that far away from the situation where all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, yep, here we are, 2027. Pete Rose, he passed away a couple years ago. Now let's go ahead and let him in. I do want you to hear from Pete Rose. Well, not now, obviously, but prior to his passing, he was very vocal about not being in the Hall of Fame, what he thought about getting in after he passed away. There's a lot here with Pete Rose, but I want you to hear this specifically, because Pete Rose said, there is no point in putting me in the Hall of Fame if I am not alive.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Because for a player to go into his or her Hall of Fame, it's more or less for your family and it's more or less for your fan base. And I'm big on both of those two things right there. And I know most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone that's 10 feet under. And I always thought about that. What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame after I die? I can't think of anything good about that.
Well, I don't know his family. I do know old guys, old men, old guys and older people. How about this? People can be stubborn. And if you don't think Pete Rose has been or was snake bit throughout this process, even though this is something that he did, he ultimately, later on in his life, admitted that what he did was wrong. He petitioned to be let back in, and he was told no. As you just heard from the ESPN report, Rob Manfred, he declined that. But now that Pete Rose has passed away, he's now off of the ineligible list. You not alive, you are eligible. Eligible for what? Rob Manfred doesn't have anything to do with it after the case. I think it might be something his family enjoys. And like I said, when you're older and stubborn and you feel snake bit, you say things. It doesn't do him any good. He's not here to experience it. But it might add a little bit of joy to his family. I don't know. I'm not them. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I ultimately believe that Pete Rose will get into the Hall of Fame. I just think it's going to take some time. Speaking of time, man, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they are trying to extend their time here in the postseason. They're playing a home game in Cleveland, trying to stave off elimination. The Indiana Pacers currently lead them 87-86. DeAndre Hunter just knocked down a three, just knocked down a free throw. And man, the Cavaliers, they are scrapping right now at this minute. Donovan Mitchell, 22 points, 4 of 17 from the field. Darius Garland, who was injured to begin this series, had that toe, 9 points on 4 of 15 shooting. And DeAndre Hunter trying to help save the day here. 12 points. 5 of 8 from the field. I don't know. Everybody's limping around. Chris, you think they can do it, or DeAndre's going to have to get it done?
Man, this game is tough, and it's physical, it's fast, it's messy. I think Darius Garland is the guy to watch here. I think Darius Garland is the guy who should have been one of the top three finalists for the Clutch Player of the Year award over Anthony Edwards. I think if they're going to do something, it's going to be because little number 10's got the rock, and he's making things shake.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the way he's limping around right now and that shooting percentage. Look, if you end the game, you end the game. But we have to see what happens, in crunch time. There's still 9 minutes left to go here. The Pacers are trying to eliminate the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers are trying to stay alive. And we talked earlier in the show about how bad things are for the Boston Celtics right now. If the Cleveland Cavaliers lose here, there has to be a full evaluation as to what do we do. You know, there was concerns about how Garland and Mitchell fit together, two small guards, and they were able to work it out and win 60-plus games. Now they're busted up. And yeah, sure, there's plenty of guys in the NBA who are busted up. We just went through the list. Lillard and Curry and now Tatum. And just a few, Darius Garland went through an injury with his toe. Donovan Mitchell, he was game time as to whether or not he was going to play with his busted up ankle. And so we got one guy with a busted ankle. We got one guy with a busted foot. They combined 29 points. And they each are respectively shooting, what is this, 8 of 29 or 39 or 35, excuse me, 30. Yeah, what is that, 32? 8 of 32, what type of crap is that? Ain't nobody signing up for that, but they're still in it. And DeAndre Hunter hitting some big shots. Let's see what they do the rest of the way. This is not looking good. Let's see if the Pacers get things done. Mr. Tyrese Halliburton, known as overrated, does he have another big shot in him to knock another team off? Chris, he will be unbearable. If he hits another game winner tonight, if he has a big play to send the Cavaliers packing, thank God his dad is, I don't know, maybe sitting in a hotel or sitting at home somewhere in Indianapolis. Halliburton will be unbearable if they win this one in dramatic fashion.
I almost made a bad joke about this earlier, saying, you know, he's going to be going crazy in that Applebee's, like where he's watching.
Oh, boy. Damn. You think his son stuck him in Applebee's?
No, but it come on.
Maybe he's sitting around with Patrick Mahomes Sr. Maybe they're watching the game together somewhere.
You think if the Pacers and the Knicks both make it to the Eastern Conference Finals that he and Charles Oakley would host watch parties?
No, I don't think so.
They can't get in the building.
Maybe he can do FaceTime with Rick Brunson afterwards. Oh, well, they can't get in. Possibly. You're right. Yeah, I don't think Charles Oakley would be too interested in
it. Like, crossing enemy lines despite Dolan.
Get this silly guy's dad out of my face. It's possible. And meanwhile, we got Nikola Jokic warming up right now. Denver Nuggets and the Thunder tied up at 2 games apiece. These games have been good, or they've been bad. And we'll see what happens. Things are certainly rocking in Cleveland, Ohio right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy day. Pete Rose, Trey Hendrickson, Jason Tatum. We even heard from Bill Belichick. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll talk about this other game. We'll talk about the Nuggets. We'll get into the Thunder. They're getting ready to tip off in about 40 minutes from now. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We have so much more to do. We'll talk some more basketball, some more NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we're going down to the wire here on one basketball game, and it's a good one out in Cleveland, Ohio. The Pacers trying to eliminate the Cavaliers. They lead 96-94. There's about 5.5 minutes to go in this one. We'll keep you up to date as things continue on. The way they're rolling, yeah, this game will be over, unless it's overtime, before we roll out of here. And so we'll keep you up to date as we continue on. I did want to talk to you about a matchup that is coming up. We will be gone by the time this one gets underway. And that is game five between the Thunder and the Nuggets. They are going blow for blow, tit for tat. They're going back and forth. The Thunder just beat them over the weekend in their last game, 92-87. The series is tied at two games apiece. The Thunder, we know they're young. They got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander every game. He's like, here's 30 points. Here's 25 points. He's pretty much showing everybody why he's likely going to be named the NBA's MVP. And then you have the multiple-time NBA MVP, Nikola Jokic, who's pretty much struggling right now, I'd say, with the length and defensive strategy of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not the worst thing in the world when you can say, hey, here's almost 7-foot Hartenstein. And then you can also say, here's 7'2", 1, or 3. Well, he ain't 7'3". Here's Chet Holmgren. Yeah, just tell them two guys to stand around and lift their arms up in the air and give Jokic a difficult time. I mean, in the last game, he only had 3 assists. This is Mr. Triple-Double here, filling up the stat sheet. Only 3 assists, 27 points, 13 rebounds. And on those 27 points, he was 7 of 22 shooting. You would say that the momentum right now is all in favor of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Well, their head coach, Mark Daigneault, he says, really? Momentum? Not for us. Listen to
I'm
this.
Not a big, like, momentum in the series type guy. It's like every game is a new game, you know, and the teams have alternated wins to this point, you know, so that would be evidence against, you know, carryover from game to game. I think every game's its own entity.
They're going to be at home, too. They're going to be in Oklahoma City. That's not to say Nikola Jokic doesn't say, you know what, I'm going to go out on my shield. And not that this game is going to end the series. This is not the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is not the Boston Celtics. They need two more losses before they go home. But I think Nikola Jokic is going to have a bounce back game. He's a smart player. As far as I know, he's not hurt. We got all these hurt guys in the NBA right now. I think Nikola Jokic will go out there and bounce on back. David Adelman, coaching the Nuggets. Brand new head coach. His name is not Michael Malone. If there's one issue with the Nuggets, they're lacking depth. Like every time, it's like OKC can throw their players out there in waves. But when you have Russell Westbrook coming off the bench, and some days he's good and some days he's bad, you know he's going to play hard. Some days it's going to work and some days it's not. He was asked whether or not he's going to dig a little deeper into that Nuggets bench. That's what David Adelman had to say.
We've rode our guys throughout the season for good reason. It's an amazing starting five. But I got to try to be as creative as I can be to help them have some legs late in the game.
Let me tell you something. You can go as deep into the bench as you want. The guy that you want to have legs, the man that you want out there getting buckets and getting shots, is Nikola Jokic, the man who went 7 of 22 from the field in the last game. I have told everybody enough times. I have seen Jokic in person play a lot. I've never seen such an efficient basketball player at his size, playing at center, who's just controlling the basketball game on a string that nobody could stop. And so to see him shoot 7 of 22, he's a rare center that his shooting percentage is still high in the 50s, but he ain't hanging around up at the basket just dunking the ball. This guy's shooting threes. He's knocking down mid-range shots. The man is doing turnaround fadeaways, and he's still one of the most efficient basketball players, might be the most efficient basketball player that's currently in the league. Nikola Jokic was asked about his poor shooting, and this is what Jokic had to say.
It's a little bit of everything, you know. They're shrinking the floor for me. They're having guy behind a defender, so it's a little bit of everything, you know. So it's I need to do a better job, of course, but it's part of the game.
Hey, they're shrinking the floor. Yeah, they're throwing 2 7-foot guys at me and telling them, hey, just guard that guy. Yeah, it can be difficult. On a night-to-night, game-to-game basis, Who the hell? What team has that type of skilled seven-footers that you're just going to put in front of Jokic? I mean, he has had trouble against Zubac. That guy's big enough as it is. And now you want to throw 2 7-footers out there? I'm real interested in how Jokic, I don't want to say overcomes this issue, but how he goes out there. He's still absolutely amazing to go out there and watch. We got that game coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll see who takes a 3-2 series lead as Oklahoma City will be playing at home. Jokic is still one of my favorite players to watch. We got Marco Belletti in here. Marco, remember when Arvydas Sabonis came over and just how much he passed at the top of the key, could knock down the shots? And it would have been cool if we saw him in the NBA soon. I think he'd have been busting ass. I don't want to say like Jokic. I think that's too much. Like, we had the same thing with Vlade Divac.
Mm-hmm.
But
how
come we had that gap? You get what I'm saying? We went from we had Vlade. We had Arvydas. I know Luke Longley, he came from Australia.
Nah, he didn't have that kind of game, though, but yeah.
Yeah, but Luke could knock down the shot, and I guess a little easier you playing with Michael Jordan, you know, a little bit easier. But we've had a gap, and now all of a sudden we get Jokic, and he's light years beyond both Arvydas and Vlade.
I think Nowitzki?
Yeah,
no,
different.
No, Dirk is a scorer-shooter.
Yeah.
These dudes are, I can pass the ball, I can shoot the ball, I can control the game, I can set up and run an offense. Dirk was, give me the ball, I'm going to score.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes are more orchestrators.
I would say both of them were definitely ahead of their time, though, because what was the knock on them back then, though? It was, I don't want my big man at the top of the key making the pass on the inside, get down there and get dirty, and I'd be able to get shots on the block. And they were before their time, man.
And they called them slow,
soft,
too.
Yeah.
Slow.
Slow and soft. I mean, how many times did you hear about that, especially Sabonis? Oh, man, for the size that you are, all this, you slow-footed, you make the pass, but you never want to be down low. You never want to face the other seven-footers.
Yeah.
They were just ahead of their time. It was a different game when both of them were playing.
It was killing me that Vlade Divac, well, how many packs of cigarettes was he going through before the game started? How many?
I'm going to go with a lot, and I'm pretty sure they were unfiltered.
Oh, yeah, he was going in.
He's definitely an unfiltered kind of guy.
There was a point in time. I forgot. What year was the Olympics? Was it 16 in Brazil?
Nah, I don't know. That stuff I don't remember.
You don't?
I lose that.
Well,
2016 summer.
Oh, there you go. So I was in Brazil. Google knew. I was in Brazil at this time.
Oh, see, you were in Brazil. So that's why. I was nowhere near Brazil. But go ahead. See, I don't remember if I was in Brazil.
Let me tell you, by the way, I don't know if this is something I need to be saying out loud publicly. I didn't necessarily want to go to Brazil because they had all this Zika stuff going on, okay? I went out there to work, okay? Shout-outs to the wonderful people out there at Capital One, okay? I went out there and I was recording a bunch of stuff. So, okay, fine.
Rough.
I saw a mosquito in my room. I don't have to tell you how I reacted, okay? Marco, let me tell you. Could you imagine being awoken? Is that the word, woken? I don't know which one it is.
I'm picturing you running around with one of those, like, canopy things around, like, your bed.
No,
and
bro,
freaking out.
It was a Nike flip-flop, okay? Nike flip. It's like 2-3 in the morning, and I'm sleeping. And you know, them things are the worst. It's like they, because they're attracted to the, what's the stuff you breathe out? CO2, is that what it is? I don't know.
What, the carbon monoxide?
Yeah, what do you exhale? We breathe in something.
We breathe out carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide is what kills people.
There you go. So they're attracted to that stuff. Chris, what is it? The stuff you breathe out, what is it?
You were right. It's CO2.
Yeah, they're attracted to it. And so they're naturally around your damn face. I had this thing in my ear. I'm like, you got to be kidding me right now. For like a month, everything is Zika this and Zika that. And if you're pregnant, this. I wasn't pregnant. It's like, I hope so, too. There was
what do you
so
mean
much.
By that?
Yeah, it's a lot. There's just so much with the Zika stuff. And I'm like, of course, the mosquitoes in the room. Forget a mosquito bite. I'm going to get a mosquito bite and I'm going to have to get tested for this stuff. And then when I actually identified and saw it on the wall, you notice I was going to call it a SOB, but you know what I mean. This thing was black and white with stripes. You ever seen one of those before?
It was a zebra?
It looked like one. I'm like, I came all the way down here to see a mosquito. Like, how come it just can't be brown or black? Why can't it be a regular mosquito? Why does it have to be a South American Brazilian mosquito? Man, I was up for like 45 minutes trying to fling a flip-flop at this thing. I don't even remember if I got it. I just know I think I did. I didn't see it anymore, and I just said, screw it. I'm going to sleep. Yeah.
So you're not going for the game in Brazil this year for football. Are you going to skip that? Or
what's going on in Brazil?
And aren't they playing another football game this year in Brazil? They did last year. They're playing another football. One this year?
Oh, with the Packers?
You're not going? No.
I'd go back.
Okay. Maybe. Oh, wow. See.
And maybe if I got paid, I'd go back. But any that wasn't even my main Brazil story. How about that? Talk about Brazil. I have to bring up the mosquito that scared the hell out of me. I saw Vlade Divac at like a cafe because he was the head of the Serbian national team at the time. I don't think he does it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into a cafe and I'm like, oh, there's Vlade Divac. I'm not bothering the guy. He's sitting down and he's meeting with somebody and he finishes meeting. He sat there for a little while longer. And you want to know what he immediately did? Like for like 10 minutes in and out the cafe, went outside to have a smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, damn, bro.
Doesn't surprise me.
Like,
I'm telling you, unfiltered.
Yeah. Vlade. What a nice guy, though. Vlade.
If I had a guess, I feel like it would be something that would be atypical, but if I had to put my money on it, I would just go straight camel unfiltered.
Oh, my God. You think if he's in the States, he's probably, well, it doesn't matter where he's at. He could be in the States. He could be in Europe where it's, what's it got to be, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. He's probably having a smoke right now. Vlade Divac. What a guy. Man, I met that. How was that the last time the Kings were actually good? You think about that?
Yeah. Minus the one flare up of, you know, like the beam. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget that beam crap.
Yeah. It's been that long.
Chris Webber, Vlade Divac.
Mike Bibby. Oh, yeah.
Bobby Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They would have lit that. They would have swept that like the beam garbage. Okay, if they played in the series, they would have swept them.
And now Bibby's a head coach, and isn't he still like 17 sizes bigger than he used to be?
That guy he's on that Barry Bonds, but not on the Barry Bonds. Okay,
you guys have got to see his daughter, who makes him do dancing TikToks with her. He looks like the most out of place human of all time.
He's got muscles in places where people don't have muscles or places. He's going in. And Jason Williams looks like the opposite now, okay? I don't know where he's been. But, yeah, those guys are doing good. Well,
Zebra flies in Brazil? You think he got him?
Who?
You think he got him? The zebra fly in Brazil? You think it...
Jason Williams?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that why he... Well...
I was asking.
I don't know. I think Jason Williams is living a little... I don't know. On the wild side. Why not? Name like white chocolate, I guess? I think he's living on the wild side. Anyway. Oh, it's not looking good. It's not looking good in Cleveland. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, speaking of Arvydas Sabonis, something special is getting ready to go down with the Blazers. I think it's special. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, it's not looking good in Cleveland. To get an info on it, here he is. Newsflash, Marco Belletti. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's over. It's over for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their season is over. The Indiana Pacers eliminate the Cavs 114-105 on the Cavaliers' home court. Tyrese Halliburton turning it up to send him home. 31 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. He was 6 of 10 from downtown. The Indiana Pacers are heading to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they're done. At least they don't have to fly back home. They lose on their home court. Donovan Mitchell pushing through an ankle injury finishes the game with 35 points despite shooting 8 of 25 from the field. He was 15 of 21 from the free throw line. Darius Garland trying to get back into the series with a busted up foot, a busted toe. Darius Garland, he finishes with 11 points, 4 of 16 from the field. The Cleveland Cavaliers, their season is over. Evan Mobley, 24 points. Jared Allen with 9. DeAndre Hunter with 12. Well, just a disappointing season. They were really on a roll when DeAndre Hunter came in from the Atlanta Hawks. And Ty Jerome, candidate for Sixth Man of the Year, he finished today with 8 points. And ultimately, the Pacers just ran him out of the building. And the injuries to Donovan Mitchell with the ankle and Darius Garland with the toe certainly didn't help. How the Cavaliers decide to move forward with this current roster is to be seen. Now the Pacers await the winner between the New York Knicks and the Celtics. And I think we know how that is going to go with Jason Tatum now out with that blown out Achilles. The Knicks lead that series 3-1 with a chance to end things tomorrow. Things are starting to shape up here in the Eastern Conference Finals as we're, well, damn it, in the whole NBA as we're getting down to finding out the final four. But right now, it's the end of the show. It's almost the finale. It's time to go through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
13th, 1958, Stan the Man got his 3,000th hit. You want to know how and when? The Cards were losing. He was actually called the pinch hit. He hit an RBI double. They ultimately won 5-3. After the win, he was having a chat with Major League Baseball. This is courtesy of Major League Baseball. He had an interview talking about number 3,000. He was the 8th guy at the time to reach 3,000 hits.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Buescheel ran first! On his way to second with a double! Holy cow, he came through!
Dan, I wonder, do you have any other goals set for yourself?
Well, of course, this was a big one. Of course, I just want to keep playing now, and I don't have too many other goals. Although I would like to finish my National League career as one player who had more hits than anybody else in the National League, so it's going to take another couple of years.
Man, he ultimately went out there and did that. May 13th, the year 2005. How about this? Tiger Woods was a human being. He missed the cut at the Byron Nelson Championship. It ended his streak of 142 straight cuts made at the PGA Tour. People were shocked. People were surprised. I want you to take a listen. This is courtesy of CBS. Lauren Shahidi, Steve Elling, they couldn't imagine Tiger not making it.
Tiger Woods and missed cuts do not go together, especially in major championships. Nonetheless, we are here talking about it. Lauren Shahidi, Steve Elling, our golf columnist, who is across the pond taking in the British Open. Steve, Tiger has only missed one cut in his career as a pro at a major. That was in 2006 at the U.S. Open, directly following the death of his father. What happened out there today? What'd you see?
Yeah, what didn't happen? You know, he went through probably the... Yeah, I won't even say probably. It was the ugliest 6 or 7 hole stretch that I've ever seen him play in, 9, 10 years that I've been watching this guy. And I'll tell you what, when the wind's blowing and you're not striking the ball well, it can make anybody look foolish. And that was definitely the case with Tiger.
Yeah, man. Well, in true Tiger Woods fashion, the man went out and won the Open Championship that year, 2005. In July. That happened to be his 10th major. So, yeah, he's a human being. He missed a cut. And he came back and he said, all right, give me a month. Give me a month and a half. He came back and won the Open Championship. That was his 10th major. Yep, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Yeah, today, right now, is Tuesday, May 13th. It is 2025. I told you about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their season is now over. Eliminated. Tyrese Halliburton dropping 31 points, sending the Cavaliers home, ending their season on the Cavaliers' home court. They now await what is likely going to be the New York Knicks. Right now, OKC and Denver, they are already underway. OKC leading the Nuggets 7-2 on their home court. The Thunder look to take a 3-2 series lead. Now they're up 10-2. So we can't keep you up to date on that one, not on this show. Bart Winkler will certainly do so. But we'll be having plenty to talk about come tomorrow. Hey, I want to give a big thank you to our guests who came by and joined us as well to talk about all the action in the world of sports. Thank you to Kevin Gray Jr., covers the Dallas Mavericks for DLLS Mavs, to talk about them ending up with the number one overall pick. And thank you to Levi Weaver for joining us to talk about Pete Rose being taken off of the ineligible list. And thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Chris Persianen. And thank you to you for listening to the show. You can always hit rewind if you missed a second on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. But don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. Thank you, Chris.